So I spoke, and straight my honored mother answered, "Indeed, she stays with patient heart within your hall, and wearily the nights and days are wasted with her tears. Nobody yet holds your fair honors. In peace Telemachus farms your estate, and sits at equal feasts where it befits the lawgiver to be a guest, for all give him a welcome. Your father stays among the fields, and comes to town no more. Bed has he none, bedstead, nor robes, nor bright-hued rugs. But through the winter he sleeps in the house where servants sleep, and in the dust beside the fire, and wears upon his body sorry clothes. Then when the summer comes and fruitful autumn, wherever he may be about his slope of vineyard ground, a bed is piled of leaves fallen on the earth. There lies he in distress, woe waxing strong within, longing for your return, and hard old age comes on. Even so, I also died and met my doom. Not that at home the sure-eyed huntress attacked and slew me with her gentle arrows, nor did a sickness come, which oftentimes by sad decay steals from the limbs the life, but longing for you, your wise ways, glorious Odysseus, and your tenderness took joyous life away." As she thus spoke, I yearned, though in my mind hesitated, to clasp the spirit of my mother, even though dead. Three times the impulse came. My heart urged me to clasp her. Three times out of my arms, like a shadow or a dream, she flitted, and the sharp pain about my heart grew only more, and speaking in winged words, I said, "My mother, why not stay for me, who long to clasp you, so that in the very house of Hades, throwing our arms round one another, we too may take our fill of piercing grief? Or is it a phantom high Persephone has sent, to make me weep and sorrow more?" So I spoke, and straight my honored mother answered, "Ah, my own child, beyond all men ill-fated, in no wise is Persephone, daughter of Zeus, beguiling you, but this is the way with mortals when they die. The sinews then no longer hold the flesh and bones together. For these the strong force of the blazing fire destroys, when once the life leaves the white bones, and like a dream the spirit flies away. Nay, now press quickly on into the light, and of all this take heed to tell your wife hereafter."
This ends Disc 5.